Derek Holland and the White Sox play host to Danny Salazar and the Indians, and the White Sox get off to a fast start in the first inning.
The set and pitch, swung on, line shot to right field, coming on, playing it on the bounce, El Monte, and it bounces right by him and goes to the wall. Saladino will score. Abreu's on his way to third. The next delivery to Garcia. Swung on, jam job, bounces one up the middle into center, a base hit. 3-0 White Sox.
And Holland's into the wide. Here comes his pitch. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball, deep left field, way back there. Home run, Lindor. Here's Salazar's pitch, and it's swung on and blasted to dead center. This one hit a long way. Jackson back, and it hits off the top of the wall. Jackson plays it quickly, fires it in. Rounding third, heading for home is Abreu. The slide, and he's in there safely.
He's responsible for the two base runners. The pitch, swung on, grounded towards short, base hit into left field. Narvaez will try to score. Winding up, Geyer's throw to the plate. It dropped at the plate by Perez, or the inning would have been over. Wow. I mean, Geyer made a perfect throw on the fly to the plate. Perez went up the third base line a little bit. Narvaez was going to be out by 15 feet, and Perez dropped the throw.
The White Sox go on to win by a final of 6-2. Derek Holland allows one run over six. He improves to 7-1 lifetime against the Indians. Chicago avoids the series sweep, and the Indians' five-game win streak comes to an end. The Indians fall behind early on Sunday and are not able to recover. Terry Francona sees his club's record fall to 10-8 for the year.
You know what happened with Danny in the first inning?
Oh, man. I mean, starts the first hitter out, 0-2, base hit on a changeup, hit. Couple walks, misplayed ball, you know, hit in the outfield. Lot of pitches, you know, led to three. And then he looked like he really kind of maybe got a little bit mad, and he reared back and really started competing and held him down. You know, and then he got a tack-on run with him, and he was close to 100 after five. It's just that means there's a lot of work going on. So, you know, go to the bullpen and try to keep it right where it is. We weren't able to do that, you know, and despite not having very many hits, it seemed like we had chances and guys on base, just couldn't get a big hit.
You guys played such great defense the last 2 days. Just how tough is it to see something?
Well, and that's the flip side. I mean, it makes it hard to win when you play like that. We didn't finish some plays. We kicked around the ball a little bit. Makes it a lot harder to win. Thought he threw to the right-handers, which we had, you know, lineup. Fastball in aggressively, and then off of that, the breaking ball, change up, and he did the kind of same thing he did last time. I thought he was a little more aggressive today with his fastball in, got us off the play a little bit, and then just, you know, took a little bit off.
The Indians have an off day on Monday. They get back to work on Tuesday against the Astros. Josh Tomlin will take the mound against Dallas Keuchel.